times and seasons have different reasons for everyone, but for those of us who are so fixated on trying to control the fallout of time and seasons, you never really get to win.
Come on, Puddin'. You're tuning in to Chatting with Charity.
Hey, what's up? Oh my goodness, I am excited. I'm feeling good. I am feeling so hyped for this ride. I want to first say to you, happy Good Friday and happy early Easter. If you're listening to this ride, then you should know the significance of this time and the resurrection and just everything that Christ did for us to be able to survive and thrive on this world and in this atmosphere. For God has called us to have a spirit that is able to trample over serpents, you guys. And it is by his blood that we are healed and we are protected. So no weapon formed against you can prosper. And you are a God and you have godliness inside of you. And because of everything that he is, you are. So feel blessed in this new season, in this new month, and just at the end of this quarter. Now, April is a very exciting time for me because it is my birthday month. So go ahead and DM your girl, give me a shout out, give me a text message. Let me know that you are thinking about me and praying for me. Please wish me the best in this season of my life as I turn 30, you guys. They don't quite tell you that 30 is going to change. You do experience something. Now, what that something is different for everyone, but my God, your girl was going through it. But praise God, because I am going to be 30, okay? Today, I am ready to give you the ride of your life. As I'm learning more, I am going to start teaching you what I know, as much of what I know. And I hope that you will take these seeds, plant them in your life, and do something to make sure that you thrive with the resources that God has given us to be able to be conquerors in this atmosphere and all the other realms above us and below us. This ride is titled Understanding the Game. The way that we fight here on earth is not applicable or sustainable in these other realms where things really happen. So sometimes when you feel like you're going through a shift or you're going through something absolutely out of this world, it is because it is out of this world. And God has called us to be able to have dominion of all heavenly places. And it's important that we learn, what does the game actually look like? Because it's not what we think it is. Good, bad, or ugly, this is the season where you can win because a lot is happening and changes are occurring. So I want you to understand the game, because the game is not normal. It's not the way you would think logically. It is backwards, a little bit twisted, and a little confusing. And in a weird way, it's designed like that so that not everyone can understand the game. Not everyone knows how to apply the tools, and not everyone can see some things. I dare I say a lot of things are hidden from the natural eye because you have to seek it to find it. So as you continue to ride with me, begin to seek the truth in your own life so you won't be held back, but you will be able to discover the truth for yourself. Many people are looking for things like financial increase. They want marriages. They want new businesses, new ideas. They want their careers to take off, which is great and wonderful. But I want you to know that in the spirit, those things might be tied up and you need to loosen them, grab them down and hold on to them and be able to plant those seeds and nurture those roots so that the fruits of your labor can actually manifest and things not be done in vain. You can work as hard as you want to. You can labor, you can slave, you can lose sleep. But if God has not blessed that thing, it will not produce good fruit. It's just not possible to do anything good without God. Yes, you can get rewards. Yes, you can see things happening in your life, but boy, will it really cause you to fight to get them, fight to keep them, and fight to go beyond them. What I'm trying to get you to understand is that when you do the game correctly, the godly way, the things that you desire are protected, okay? They come with provision. So there is a certain way that you have to fight in order to be able to live the life that God created for you in heaven on earth. For those of you who are sleeping on your life, for those of you who are lazy in your word, for those of you who are praying, the now I lay me down to sleep, I pray the Lord my soul to keep. Or if you're at dinner and you're like, God is good, God is great, amen. If your prayer life has not gone past the elementary level, you're playing with yourself. And I want you to see this particular verse in Proverbs 6, verse 10 through 11. A little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to rest, and poverty will come upon you like a thief, and scarcity like an armed man. We are not in a season where you get to sleep. This is not the season for you to sleep. Get your coffee, get your Energizer booster, your Gatorade, whatever it is, because sleep is not your friend in this season. This season is about war. It is warring against the things that have happened in your past, things that have nothing to do with you, things that you did on your own transgressions, and the things that are going to come through your bloodline in your future. And if you love someone outside of yourself, then you will do the right thing to deal with whatever spiritual warfare is in your life. You will do the right thing to deal with whatever is in your bloodline, because we do not need to keep having toxic, horrible relationships with each other because we refuse to deal with the demonic spirits that get in the way of spiritual community, that get in the way of fellowship and honesty. We have got to uproot those things and do something different, because we are called to live in peace and in harmony and to celebrate. Everything is a celebration, and right now we are not celebrating too much, okay? So I want to just deep dive into this, and the first thing I want to say to you is this. If you're going to understand the game, accept that you know nothing at all. The Bible says in Isaiah 55 verse 8 through 9, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." The way God thinks is completely different than the way man thinks. We are inherently wired to think evil. We are inherently wired to think negative towards things, to be sabotage-ish, to be all of these counterproductive things. That isn't the way that God created us, but when we are brought into this world, we are brought into sin. And the way that our life moves on and continues to go down this trajectory just called life, we pick up even more nasty characteristics. That is why it's very important to allow your flesh to die and for you to consecrate yourself in the Word of God so that you're never swifted and you're never swifted away from what God has called you to do. And when God says that my thoughts are not your thoughts, it's because He does things in a very strategic way. Now, there's one thing I have learned that God does, and it's very, very odd. He will ask you to pray, and He already knows what you're asking for. He only does it because He wants to know you're willing to spend time with Him, that you're willing to meditate with Him, you're willing to have good conversation with Him, and He will download to you the strategy He has in place for you to get what you want, but He already knows what you want. When we refuse to spend time with God, we do not activate the plan. God is not a kind of person who's going to jump into your life and make it all good. If you don't want it, why is He going to give it to you? So if you really want something, go ask and you will get it. You will get the plan. You will get the revelation. You will get the knowledge, because God desires to give you more than just the things of your heart. He desires an intimate relationship with you. There's another way that God works, which is very interesting to me. He doesn't just think about you when you ask for things. It's not just, God, I need a man. God, I need babies. God, I need a business. God, whatever your long list is, it's not just about you. There are very many other people connected to that plan. And God does things in a strategic way where He can save as many people as He can when He answers one prayer. So your prayer comes with other people attached to it. So if you so kindly want to see things happening in your life, the first thing you're going to do is make sure you pray. Okay, you pray for the people who are attached to your assignment. Now, I want to take you to a particular verse so you can really understand what I'm talking about. It says this, 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9. The Lord is not slow to fulfill his promise, as some count slowness, but is patient toward you, not wishing that any should perish, but that all should reach repentance. So you have to learn to be patient, because you don't know what God is doing when he is trying to make the things that you have asked happen. So one of the things in the playing field you're going to learn is that patience is not necessary just for you, but so that the other people who are part of your plan can have space and room to enter into whatever God has called you to do. So humble yourself and start praying that the people you need will repent and that they will come back to the kingdom and you will see your blessings flowing. Now also, Proverbs 3 verse 5-6, it says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. And in all your ways, acknowledge him and he will make straight your paths." Let me tell you something. The best way to cause confusion in your life is to deny God in your life. The most confused and chaotic people are those who pretend to have a relationship with God, those who have never been obedient to God, those who have never actually tried to build an intimate relationship with God. They have got the most confusion in their lives. When you really submit yourself to God, and I want you to take me to the bank on this, when you really submit yourself to God, you start to understand how God is using the confusion around you to position you. When you look at someone like Joseph, who was sold by his brothers into slavery, it's easy for you to say, "Oh, well, why would my brothers ever do that to me? That's so demonic. They're so awful. They're so evil." But the one thing Joseph understood is that if his brothers had not sold him into slavery, he would have never been able to work with the Egyptians. And he would have never been able to bring the Jacob and his whole family over to this new rich land and give them all of these riches and royalties. You have to know that bad things happen to good people, but God still requires you to be good, because you're going to have to use the fruit of those seeds that people try to sow into you out of negativity, but produce a positive harvest. That harvest you will still have to share with your enemies. Go ahead and read that story, because it is so profound. Typically, we get so mad at the things that happen to us and we wonder, "God, why are you doing this to me? God, why are you making me suffer? God, what do you mean you're going to prepare a table before my enemies? Why would I eat with my enemies?" That is where I'm trying to tell you that his ways are not our ways. His thoughts are not our thoughts. He thinks way higher than us. He desires for as many people to be able to fellowship in the blessings that he can give to one person. If you block that because you don't allow your heart to stay pure, if you block that and then your family comes back to you, your brothers who sold you in slavery come back to you, and you have no honor for them, you have no love and respect for them, all you have is hatred, you are not doing what God has called you to do. You are outside of the will of God. Now, if you can just take Joseph as one example, let's go to Jacob. When Jacob stole the blessing from Esau, when Jacob had to return back home, he was so fearful that Esau was going to kill him. But guess what Esau said? "Nah, I don't need your gifts. It's okay. I already got so much of myself." I mean, they had so much wealth that they couldn't even live in the same compound. Do you understand what I'm saying? You will be over there thinking that someone hates you, when in actuality, God has dealt with their heart to bless you. If you truly want to survive in this game, you need to posture your heart, because he will ask you to do things that don't make any sense until the plan is all said and done, and he preserves your heart to be able to enjoy the fruits of your labor. The reality is that we all desire to love the people we hate and the ones that hate us. We are not designed to be so disconnected from people. And a lot of our anger, frustration, and guilt is built out of our inability to just get along. So God keeps that in mind. He keeps everything in mind, things that we don't keep in mind for ourselves. Now, I want to leave you with this part as well. Psalms 32 verse 8, "I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go, and I will counsel you with my eye upon you." when you start to follow the path that Christ has called you on and you start to understand the game, you realize that this is nothing like the world taught you. You didn't learn this in university. You did not learn this in la escuela para los niños. You have not learned this anywhere. And you're trying to figure out, yo, how did I get to 30 and 40 and I'm just now learning all of this information? It is because the playing field requires God. It is way too complex for you to do it by yourself. You really need his instructions and his guidance because he will always either tweak it, move it, shift it in ways that you would have never imagined. And if you don't stand firm in the word, you could make the wrong move and it will cost you your life. Now, I'm not trying to scare you, but I'm telling you that we're headed to destiny. And destiny requires precision. The one thing I enjoy the most about Moses, which I really couldn't understand prior to really deep diving into the book of Exodus, the book of Leviticus, and Genesis as well, the whole first four chapters of the Bible, is that we are taught that Moses was a foolish man who didn't believe in himself, and that's why he didn't make it to the promised land. But the one thing that Moses did better than anybody else was he listened to God. Maybe he didn't know how to speak, but he listened. Precise listening is necessary so that you can always stay in perfect alignment when it comes to understanding and hearing the voice of God. Now, Aaron, who was Moses's brother, Aaron was not a good listener. And Aaron honestly caused a lot of trouble for the Israelites because he was a leader who didn't know how to listen. Don't just be a mouthpiece for God. Don't just be a mouthpiece for the kingdom. You have to be able to open your ears and use your mouth according to whatever your ears have heard. Don't be out here with clay in your ears and your mouth is just going rampage. That's not the will of God. So I just submit to you, really take your time to listen because his ways are not your ways. His thoughts are not your thoughts. And he thinks way higher than us. And that's good because his thoughts allow other people we care about to be saved, right? Now, I want to continue going on and talking to you about, like, what does the playing field look like? So we just talked about accepting that we know nothing about the playing field. But what does the actual playing field look like? It's important that you set your reality on what it really is and not be so scared. Sometimes the enemy tries to look like he's big and bad so that he can confuse you and scare you, and it does work. Don't get me wrong. It works. But the reality is that you're still gonna have to get up on in there and get that thing done anyways. So humble yourself about what you think it looks like because it is probably 10 times more scary. But thank God he holds our hand and we have the mighty hand of God upon our lives as we continue to trample over serpents, okay? Now I wanna take you to Proverbs 4 verse 19. The way of the wicked is like deep darkness. They do not know over what they stumble. Number one, this whole thing is dark, 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 okay? Dark, okay? It is wild how much is happening in the spiritual realms, okay? It is wild what people actually do. Like, people are really, really demonic. Like, for real, for real. You think, you know, people are just born and babies are born into this world and God bless America that a baby is born, but you don't know what is being birthed, okay? So this world is so strange and so dark, but it's okay because for the wicked, they cannot see. This is why it's really important for you to understand your relationship with God. It's not just about you understanding him, but it's about him being a light upon your path. When you have God in your life, you can see in the darkness. That is the most important thing to helping you overcome and weather any storm in your life is the ability to see. Two ears, two eyes, one mouth. In the beginning of your journey, you're really gonna have to spend time meditating, like I said, with him so you can understand what you're even seeing. Because you'll just be sitting there like me going, oh my God, 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 oh my God. I mean, I don't know if oh my God is even speaking in tongues because it just seems like it, as repetitive as you can say that when you're going down this path and in this journey. Also, but I want to give you encouragement because in John 11 verse 10, it says, but if anyone walks in the night, He stumbles because the light is not with him. That's the confirmation that I'm telling you, that if you are stumbling in your life, it's because you do not have the light, or you were not paying attention to the light, or you left your light somewhere. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Where is your light? Baby, go get your light. Go and get your light, because you will not be able to survive in that darkness without your light. What is the light? God is the light. The word is the light. Truth and knowledge is the light. You have to know that these are resources that are necessary for you to be able to survive in the playing field. In Psalms 119, verse 105, it says, "The word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path." That's why I said to you, if you've not been reading your word, then I don't know what to tell you. How are you supposed to speak against things and you don't even know what your mouth is supposed to be saying? You don't even know who has control over your mouth. How are you supposed to say mountain move and you don't know what power to put behind that? These are very skillful things you have to learn. This is the season of my life that I am in, and I'm being very transparent with you. Like I keep saying, I don't know all these things, but I'm telling you it is real. And I'm encouraging you, if you're in the season where I was, to push through, because there is something on the other side that is so remarkably amazing, and it is called getting revenge back on the devil, because we tired of him. Just like point blank tired, ain't nobody got no time. Edges just falling off. Everybody's just too stressed and no one has time for the devil. But I want to encourage you and uplift your spirit and say to you this. There are some tools and resources that we have been given to be able to move through this new spiritual realm. Things that are going to help us in times of darkness with our little lamp, right? And I'm going to tell them to you. Prayer, fasting, spiritual gifts, community, and the word of God, okay? Those things are going to help you as you navigate through this new terrain. If you skip or omit any of those things, then you need to come back to this ride and listen to it again. Now, I said prayer. Your time that you spend with God is when you build an intimate relationship with Him. You cannot just read the Word of God. You have to be able to understand the voice of God. The Word is living life, but the relationship you have with God is the proof of the Word. It is the proof of the Word and what you stand on, because you saw it, you heard it, so now you know it. Allow yourself to develop sensitivity to God or all senses inside of your body so that you can never be confused if one of them goes mute. If you no longer can see, you need to feel. If you can't feel no more, you need to speak. If you can't speak no more, you need to hear. So allow all of your senses to grasp towards God. And I believe that prayer does that for you the best. Now, fasting. Fasting is very important, but fasting allows you to really break strongholds that otherwise could not be broken through prayer. There are some things that are just so strong and so stuck in there, like a scorpion or something, that you are going to have to fast and really remove those things out of your body. Now, there was a time the disciples asked, why were we not able to cast out that evil spirit? And Jesus said, because some of these things only go out by prayer and fasting. Practice fasting, figure it out, submit yourself to it, because you are going to need it when you get to these new levels, right? All successful people need to develop a life of fasting and prayer. Now, this one gets me so excited. Spiritual gifts? Wow. People are so busy trying to figure out how to build a business. What does it look like to build a business? Well, you shouldn't even worry about that. If you are able to prophesy, if you are able to give word of knowledge, if you are able to get things quicker and faster and see things quicker and faster and, you know, just see all the different terrains and have dominion and prayer and pull things down, you can orchestrate your life to be as beautiful as you want it to be. This is not manifestation. This is pulling it down and getting it done, okay? I want to encourage you to understand that we are all given different gifts. One of my gifts, to be honest, is word of knowledge. I really have the ability to take a lot of information, understand it, and come ride with you. And we talk like I'm an expert. The reality is that my heart gets so full from truth and knowledge, and I have great discernment, and I'm able to be very sensitive to people, and I'm very emotionally connected, aware, and vulnerable. These are all things that help me. Just imagine me being in a business meeting, turning down a $1 billion deal because I'm like, I already heard what you said. That's making my ears bleed. And I'm looking at you and and I walk away and save myself the misery of having to make a bad deal. That is how your spiritual gifts really help you. What if you're dating someone, child? Y'all, I'm out here in this dating arena and it's hurting my heart, I'll tell you that. But what if you're dating someone and God's like, ooh, no, 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 no. You do not want to be a part of that bloodline curse. You do not want that man. He is not your husband. God will give you resources, spiritual discernment to be able to say, there is something inside of your bloodline we got to pray against. If you are not willing to pray against that thing, well, I'm not about to go in there and fight with you for that thing, because you need to love your life as much as I love mine, because I fought to get here. I fought to be in this position. And sometimes we just date, we have sex, we connect, and we do all these fun things and have babies and don't even know what we're creating in the spirit, okay? Some people have gotten their children's assignments snatched and taken because they did not properly consecrate them and protect them. Honestly, I am here by the grace of God and my wonderful mother, who really knew how to protect a prayer warrior. My mom knew who I was from a little baby, and she never shied, you know, shied away from telling me who I was and what I was gonna be. Now, like I said, I thought she was crazy, but look, look at me now, right? Look at me now. I'm so excited about the spiritual realm, and I'm so excited about getting some of these demons that have been playing with me, you know, together and in line and chain them up and, you know, whatever, like they do in the movies, but in real life. Okay, so look. Spiritual gifts. Those spiritual gifts are really revealed to you and unveiled as you continue your relationship with God. I can't tell you what your gifts are, but that journey you go through will allow you to have those gifts. And it's going to be so exciting when you're able to say, oh my God, I can speak in tongues, which is evidence of the Holy Spirit, right? So amazing. Now, community. Community is so important, because in this season when things are moving back and forth, you want to know you have someone who you can say, yo, can you pray for me? Something is happening in the spirit and I cannot figure it out and I'm really drained. Can you just step in the gap for me? Some of us have friends who do not know how to pray or who would never pray for us. And I got a funny feeling that in the future, I'm gonna have a whole lot of people reaching out to me when an enemy has showed up in their home and say, Charity, can you pray for me? But they were busy watching me develop my journey and not developing their own. I want you to understand that Jesus did not stop for everybody and neither will I. It is important for people to do the work to save and fight for their own lives. We don't fight for our own lives just so we can get drained by the people who walked with us but refused to do the work. Simple. There are other people who are crying and really in bad ditches and in bad places and have way much more faith than the people next to us who just let their life wither away. And then now when they're sick, oh, Holy Spirit, can you heal me? Girl, what was you doing when we was praying? Like, what was happening, you know? So please, don't be distracted and confused in this season of your life. Now, if the Lord leads me to come pray for you and be with you, I will be obedient. But I'm just letting y'all know right now, if you're not doing the work, you will pay the consequence. And it's very simple. After community is back to the Word of God. The Word of God is living life, okay? Each word has a vibration behind it. Each word has power behind it. These are living truths, okay? When God spoke and said, let there be light, there was light. That is how you have to understand what your voice is about. If you still don't know what your voice is, go back a couple of rides and connect with that particular ride and understand that your voice has power. I am Charity. I am not just Charity. I am Charity. And that means something, right? It feels good. Like, ooh, girl, you must be somebody important. Yes, I'm somewhat important. I'm Charity. And it's important for you to be able to understand that when you speak, the Holy Spirit is activated inside of you, things have to shift. When you tell a demon, who are you? Tell me your name. Ooh, even I got scared about that. Ooh, Jesus. That demon is going to have to speak. Okay, who sent you? Who sent you? Ooh, Jesus. You see what I'm talking about, right? I declare and decree that that thing must be binded. Woo, Jesus. Woo. Let me stop talking, y'all. You get what I'm trying to say. Your voice has power. And that power, I'm telling you, will make you want to pee in your pants afterwards. You're like, ooh, did that mountain just really move, Jesus? Thank you. Now, come on, let's just keep going. Now, I want you to understand in this last portion is that understanding the importance of time and season is going to be key for you as you move in this new realm and in this atmosphere. Everything is very strategic. God has his own ways, his own thoughts. He has his own timing. He has his own plan. It's way much bigger than you. It doesn't just involve you. People have to repent, and it's a kingdom here. This is not just charity's business. It is God's business, and that involves a lot of people. So we all got to get it together somehow. So pray for your brothers in Christ, right? We also understand that there's gifts and resources, and you have to develop those gifts and resources in different seasons and different times of your life. So all of that requires times and seasons, okay? So if you're just getting started, just get you some coffee and sit back with your feet up so you can learn. It's more important than you going out there and doing stuff and not knowing what you're doing, right? So now, when you understand times and seasons, you know when you're supposed to stop, when you're supposed to run, when you're supposed to listen, when you're supposed to, you know, whatever it is that God has called you to do, you will have direction on that. Now, if we go to 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 27, it says, "But God has chosen the foolish things of this world to put shame to the wise, and God has chosen the weak things of this world to put shame to the things which are mighty." That's the number one thing you really want to understand, is that God does things in a way where if you try to step out of bounds and try to get ahead of him or try to manipulate timing, you will pay the consequences of it. Wisdom does not give you the right to be disobedient. Wisdom is a tool and a resource. But sometimes we feel that when God gives us a small word, we're going to go and manifest that word in our own hands tomorrow. You will fail. Please understand that God will use everything that he's given you to flip it back up on you if you think you own that word, right? He will also use the things that we love so much, the things that we make idols, the things that we prize, our jobs, our careers, our talents. He will use those things to make sure he humbles us. Do not be humbled by God. Submit yourself and just fall, because you will pay the consequence for that. But I also want to tell you this, okay? Because I truly believe that God is so amazing and so skillful that he does everything to, again, give us the desires of our heart, but to prove his love for us. And in Acts 1, verse 7, it says, "He said to them, 'It is not for you to know times or seasons that the Father has fixed by his own authority.'" I want you to understand that the reason why you don't need to know times and seasons is because it's not necessary. The same way that the grass grows and it dies and it continues to grow, that part of evolution is not important. God wants you to enjoy your life, and you can't enjoy your life if you're so worried about times and seasons. It's just about you being present. It's about you being present and saying, "Well, thank you, God. You know, I love you, God." It's about worship. It's about enjoyment. It's about crying with the people you love. It's about just seeing how amazing God is. When you're so fixated, let me give you an example. There are certain entrepreneurs that they are so fixated on their business, their numbers, their anything that, I mean, they probably start having diarrhea when they have a bad month. That's okay. God uses seasons and times to make things happen. He uses the downtime to allow you to strengthen yourself and encourage yourself, or to show you things. Times and seasons have different reasons for everyone. But for those of us who are so fixated on trying to control the fallout of time and seasons, you never really get to win. You end up getting high blood pressure and all that good, bad stuff. So just make sure you leave that to God, and you just stay present in whatever time and season God has given you. You know, I thank you for always riding with me, because this is turning out to be way much bigger than what I could have imagined. And God is really doing some amazing things in our lives, and I'm excited. Some days I'm sad, but for the most part, I'm so excited. Like I said, to be able to meet with you every single week and to just have this fellowship and to be able to share truths and knowledge and all that good stuff that God is pouring into this atmosphere in this season. And I want to leave you with an amazing word of encouragement. Philippians 4 verse 13 says, "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of peace and wisdom and a sound mind. This season might be crazy for you. You might be feeling like, "Oh, Jesus, be a fence all around me every day." You might be feeling like, just crazy. Like, so much is happening. The atmosphere is thick. Like, God, please just remove me from this. He's not removing us. He's removing everything else from around us, okay? And then we'll be in position to be able to carry out the mission and the plan. I love you so much. And I hope that this changes your life. I hope that you be able to step into these new realms and into this new environment with so much more encouragement. Now, if you want to know where I'm getting a lot of my wisdom, truth, and knowledge from, it's from everywhere. Every crevice, every sermon, every Bible verse I read, I do so much to kind of pull all of this information in. But I've been so greatly blessed by Clubhouse. I get on every single morning, whether I'm having a good day or a bad day, and I just look for God to speak to me and to just to find some form of edification. So sometimes I'm not always strong enough to be able to encourage myself, but I do lean into different things that God has given me to be able to find strength. In this season, you're going to need to find strength in so many different areas because the enemy is on assignment and he is on attack. So some days I'm able to listen to a sermon and I get a good word. Some days it's Clubhouse. Some days it's just conversation with friends. But I'm really diversifying my spiritual portfolio. Thank you, Holy Spirit, to make sure that I have a healthy balance. I love you so much. And I pray to God that this ride blesses you. And welcome to April and happy Good Friday. Bye.
Come on, Puddin.
You're tuning in to Chatting with Charity. I'm Charity, entrepreneur and master curator of positive vibes. Life for me has been on the up and up, but the ride getting there, whew, that has been an interesting journey. It looks glamorous, from the luxury shopping experiences, weekend getaways to Bali, dune bashing in Dubai, and the many tastes of Africa. These experiences have just been a dip in the ocean. I've had to unlearn and learn new truths about God, love, life, and making money. Join me every Thursday as we take a ride that will change your life on Chatting with Charity. Don't forget to rate this podcast, share, like, and subscribe. See you next Thursday on Chatting with Charity, and don't forget to bring your friend. Until then, you can find us on Instagram @ChattingWithCharity.